Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Yeah. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Oh,
Good morning and top of a morning to all our listeners. Thank God for the privilege of another day. You're tuned into Radio Africana and this is Morning Dew. Yes, Father, we just thank you from the top of our heads to the crown, you know, of our feet. Yes, our entire being, all that's within, praises your name, acknowledges that you are our source, our sufficiency. It's in you we live, it's in you we move, it's in you we have our entire being. You are worthy of praise, you're worthy of thanksgiving. Thank you for the breath of life. Thank you for the privilege of a new day. Thank you for your sustaining power. Bible says of your mercy that we are not consumed, that we are alive today is because of your goodness, your mercy, and your compassion that faileth not. Father, we just thank you for the privilege that is today. Thank you for all our listeners that have tuned in. Thank you for their families. Thank you for crossing us over into a new season. Just being ministered to us coming to the studio. When you wake up, it is your morning. I pray that we have woken up into the reality that's a new season, the dawn of a new era, the dawn of a new year, 2026. May the Lord order our steps. The Bible says the steps of the righteous are ordered by God. May our steps be ordered every step of the way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for food, raiment, for shelter, answered prayers. Thank you, Lord, for the presence of your Spirit. Thank you for the communion that you grant to us whenever we come into your presence. Thank you, Lord, that from your promises that are yea and amen, we are never alone. And I pray that, Lord, throughout this season of 2026, you will reiterate that, you know, as a word of assurance, a word of encouragement to everyone out there. Thy God is with thee as a mighty man of war. The Lord is there to fight with you, fight alongside, fight your battles for you. If you will trust in him with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, if you can acknowledge him in all your ways, he will surely direct your paths. So our first scripture is Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17. He is a mighty warrior, the Lord thy God in the midst. Father, we just ask for the abundance of your Spirit, that you be in our midst today. We acknowledge you even in all that we share our gleaning. Take total and absolute control. We commit the year 2026 once again unto you. We reiterate that we trust in you alone. You are our shield, you are our buckler, you are the one that is faithful. There is no other one we have in heaven but you. Thank you, Lord, for the strength that only you can give. Thank you for the life that you give. Thank you, Lord, for, you know, your enabling grace that we're walking through. Thank you for your prophetic word that declares who we are in Christ Jesus. Lord, help us to believe and hold on, anchor to those scriptures so that we may step into the reality of what you've prophetically declared for us, that we are who we are, what we have, and what we can do even on this side of eternity. We say yeah and amen to every prophetic word you've spoken concerning us, our families, and our loved ones. This we ask of you and we thank you in Jesus' precious name. Good morning, lovely people, and welcome to another edition of Morning Dew. Yes, I think my theme this morning is just to be aware, just to remind us through this entire season, thy God is with you. You are not alone. He has promised to be with you. The waters will not overshadow you. The fires will not consume you. Whatever it is you're going through, just acknowledge him and he will be there with you. All right. So the Lord is always with us. I think it's Genesis verse 28. Just one scripture I want to use. Genesis 28. And I want to read from 15. And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into the land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken of thee to thee of. Okay, so the Lord is saying, whatever word he has released into your life, into your destiny, into that of your, you know, loved ones, your spouses, your children, your family, your community, God is committed to watch over his word, to perform it. He says he will not leave thee until he has done that which he has prophetically declared that he will do for you. So that's Genesis chapter 28 and verse 15. I don't know who needs to hear that word, but that's a word even to you in the season that's ahead of you in Jesus' name. I'm reminded of Luke chapter 24. Very interesting story. This is after the resurrection of Jesus. And some of the disciples were, you know, trying to go back, you know, to maybe back to their old ways, their old occupation, the old lifestyle, because the master, you know, was dead, was buried, you know, and they don't know what it is now. Is it for them, the death was the end of it. That's it. That's an era gone. But the Bible records in Luke 21, Jesus traced the disciples going back to the old ways on the road to Emmaus. Interesting. He intercepted them. And while these men were journeying, all right, in what you might call a backsliding state, Jesus decided, I will not leave you. So he showed up with them. He surprised them. He was engaging with them. And we know the rest of the story. But what I'm trying to point out here, again, the message, the Lord thy God is with you. Even when you want to go back because of whatever you have experienced, because of what may have been traumatic, because of what didn't happen that you anticipated should happen, whatever your reason might be, thy God is with you. And as he looked back, traced back, went to pick up his disciples, may the Lord continue to guide you, order your steps each and every day in 2026 in Jesus' name. Okay, so it's important, and then we also need to remind ourselves, you know, that there's a power and authority has given to us, you know, and we are expected to stand in this that the Lord has given to us. We're expected to activate the things he has given to us. And Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I don't know what it is you're going through. Maybe there's stuff that hasn't shown up. Maybe the Lord has told you that in 2026 there is a door, a fervent door that is open to you. Alas, aware, beware, be mindful. There are many adversaries at the gates, at that door. So there is a door. There is a channel he wants you to go through. But there's going to be resistance. The Lord thy God will take you through. The Lord will fight for you. The Lord will order your steps as you go through. The Lord will make room for you in the name of Jesus. Okay, so we're looking at a couple of things to encourage ourselves. And then we'll dive into what I really want to look at. When we think about all of these things, God's prophetic word, the fact that God, you know, cares about us, he's made his promises to be with us in and through whatever ups and downs, valley, you know, mountain, seasons of our journey, he is with you. He's a mighty warrior. He has given you authority and power to tread over all the power of the enemy. Whatever is coming against you is the result, projectiles from another altar. Your duty in 2026 is to man your own altar. Am I talking to somebody? Your duty in 2026, not to be distracted by the arrows that run by night and no, all those projectiles. Man your altar. You stand there, you make your decrees, you stand upon the word of God, you reinforce and enforce that prophetic word that's been declared over you. Okay, you are for signs and wonders. You and your family are a wonder to your generation. You are the head, you're not the tail. You are above, you're not beneath. You are an overcomer. The Lord will make you a pioneer. You will go where others have not gone. The Lord will give you a breaker anointing to break through on every side, to expand, to increase on every side, even in 2026. The Lord do this for you and more. But somebody needs to stand upon that prophetic word. Somebody needs to wage a, you know, good warfare, fight the good fight of faith. It is expected. James chapter 4 and verse 7, it says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee to you. Now, we want to resist the devil and we want him to flee from us, but the Bible says, you submit yourself therefore to God. Okay, then you'll be empowered, enabled to resist the devil. I cannot overemphasize this. At the beginning of last session, I believe it was, or the one before, we talked about focusing, making sure we build back the altar. Build back that place where we come together to tabernacle, where we do our vertical relationship. Remember your will of life. Everything is finding expression on this side of eternity in the horizontal plane. But at the center of it all is your vertical relationship, that place where you meet, where divinity meets with, you know, this dimension. I pray that you are busy at your altar. I pray you invest time at your altar. I pray the Lord make you, you know, room for you, even as you invest your precious time, precious asset of time, in taking time to sit before the Master. Okay, so that brings us to where I want to head today, and we're looking at guarding our hearts with all diligence. Okay, why are we guarding our heart? The Bible makes us to understand out of it springs forth the issues of life. Now we see this in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. It says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the springs of life. Okay, it is a biblical Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 4 and 23. We're going to try and look at, you know, getting an understanding on how to protect ourselves as instructed by this scripture. So guard your heart with all diligence. Shut the door to all the baits of Satan to take offense. Now, listen to that very clear instruction. Every day there are projectiles sent in your way. Every day you are being given a handout. You know, you wake up one day, oh, good weather, fine. The temperature dropped, you didn't anticipate the change, and you wake up that day and boom, cold breeze, minus 20, minus 2, minus 3, minus 7, however low it drops, it hits you in your face. That is a change in season. That is what the day brings before you. How prepared are you for that season? So the life is just known to throw things at you. Some of them are the baits of Satan. It's a test, okay? And some of it is to make you want to take offense. So people offend you. It could be a change of season. It could be something that somebody has said. It may be a way they looked at you. It may be the way they spoke to you. It may be an email you read. Whatever way the new day brings to you, just be sensitive not to fall for the bait of offense. The enemy is trying to send things your way that will cause you to respond in an inappropriate manner. There is an appropriate response. There is the way they're instructed by the scriptures to respond under every situation or circumstance. So do not fall prey and take the bait of offense. Okay? If you harbor offense, if you harbor a lot of ill feelings in your heart, it's going to affect your communion at your altar. So be careful. Do not harbor or protect any form of bitterness in your heart. Okay? When you are mounting up, when you are ascending into the realms of the spirit, okay, at your altar, you must remain watchful. Before that time, before you get into that quiet time, before you position yourself to be still, be watchful, be on alert, stand upon your watch. You want to see what it's going to say to you, but you must clear the atmosphere. You must be watchful. You must sanitize the atmosphere. You must prepare the atmosphere, the environment, so that it is, you know, suitable to receive a download. Okay, so all that the enemy intends to do is to cash in on a spiritual harvest. He cannot, you know, bank on a spiritual harvest until he has been able to plant his seed. Do not give him that privilege. Make no room for the enemy to plant any seed that will spring forth into an unrighteous harvest, an unrighteous fruit. The Lord help you to understand these things in Jesus' name. Hence why we're looking at guarding your heart with all diligence. It is, you know, the center. It is, you know, the spring from which life finds expression. So guard your heart. Do not allow the enemy to sow any seeds. Do not allow the enemy to sow anything that is an ungodly seed. All right? What he wants is to achieve is to poison into the heart, to bring corruption, to bring impurity. All right? So if your heart is kept, you know, clear, if your heart remains in such a pure state, then you can be sure you can position yourself to receive the desired downloads. You can come to that place anticipating, you know, that you will receive from the Lord. Okay, so like we said, we're trying to look at the meaning of what it means to protect, okay, your heart. So protect your inner self, okay? Protect your inner self. Protect your will, your mind, your emotion. Man is made up of spirit, soul, and body, because it is the source of your actions. It's the source of your decisions and overall life direction, okay? It requires constant vigilance, right? It requires you being alert. It requires you standing upon your watch against negative influences to stay true to your values and faith. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to pause here. You know, values and faith. You know, the crossroads we get to in life. And if we have not invested time in what I call core values, maybe we'll have a session so we look at core values. What are your values? What are those things that, you know, mold your actions? What are those things that mold your thoughts? What are those things that set the boundaries? What you will do, what's acceptable, what's unacceptable? It's the values that you've imbibed. It's the values that you believe in. It's the values you hold on to. I remember having a discussion with my son, and I just wanted to inquire his understanding about values. And he said back in his school, they had three big R's that was, you know, very important values that they had to understand and imbibe. And I said, what were they? He said, respect. Every single student had to learn to respect themselves, to respect authority, to respect their teachers, to respect each one another within the college. And very, very good. So you make the kids understand the importance of those values so that it shapes their conduct, it shapes their behavior, it shapes how they interact with one another. Then the next one was resilience. They're in an academic environment and everyone needs to understand whatever it is you set out to do, you do it with all your heart, do it with all your mind, you know, and the Lord will grant you favor. And so students needed to be resilient. Yes, there'll be challenges. Yes, they'll have tests. Yes, they're going to have, you know, obstacles, barriers, things trying to hinder them, to delay or to even deny them the goal, the objective they're trying to get to. But they have to have a can-do attitude. They have to build some level of resilience to press through, to overcome, you know, to take action, to be courageous, regardless of what is thrown your way. You are determined you will get to your goal. You're determined you're going to finish your course. You're determined you're going to do whatever is required, regardless of the situation, the circumstances, how ugly they might be, uncomfortable. You are, you know, very persistent. You have perseverance. You're going to push through. These are the kind of values we need to have even in 2026 as we step into this new season. Your faith. Oh, when you've looked at your values and the things you believe in, before I leave the values, the third one was responsibility. I think we spoke a lot about that last week and being accountable. Everybody needs to take responsibility for what is their own actions, what tasks they have to do, what has been committed to you to do, your part in the plan, your part in the big process. You may not get the financial budgetary allocation given to presidents in different parts of the world. That is not your assignment. That is for them to deal with. But there's a portion that's been allotted to you. you. There's a portion that you can do. There's a portion you have been graced, anointed, and gifted by the Holy Ghost to do. Now hold on to those values. All right, they shape you, they strengthen you, they form a sense of character around you. So as you are being molded and shielded and, you know, as it were, shaped by your values, these firm beliefs you have in the time of decision making, at the crossroads of life, these values have already made a decision for you. Why? Because you believe strongly in them. Oh, come, let's go there. Let's rob from Mr. A and use that for Mr. B. No, my values do not even, it's not even something to negotiate. It's not a debate. There is no argument here. There's nothing to discuss. I'm not going down that route. So there's certain things you've imbibed as your core values. There's certain things that have shaped and formed your thinking, your behavior, and who you are today. And when the decisions of life come, it's much easier for you because that is absolute. That is non-negotiable. That is a solid, firm foundation. That is sound belief that informs you, who you are, how you speak, how you behave, and how you're going to respond even in this particular situation. And so it's good at the beginning of the year in this season that we consider what are our core values. There may be core values like my son has in his school: responsibility, resilience, okay? And what was the other one? Responsibility, resilience, and respect. Yes, 3 R's. All right. And then you get in some colleges, you go further. They're talking about British values. As you grow, as you mature, as you come into, you know, being more mature, you're being made to understand societal values. Okay. The environment in which you live, how you relate to other people. There are core values that inform what is acceptable behavior, what will be an appropriate response. So having invested in, you know, building a set of values, they set boundaries for you, they've made decisions for you, so that before you come to certain crossroads, it's already a done deal. Your values will already have answered that for you. Whereas others are struggling because of the trend, because of what everybody else is doing. You don't have that kind of conflict. You don't have those kind of contradictions because your core values have made very firm decisions for you. Okay, so finally we said our values. Stay true to your values. So develop, cultivate, study, okay, imbibe them, stay true to them. They will serve you well. All right, we'll see if we can do a full-fledged session just on core values and values. And it says, and faith. So having these values, these things you believe in, you have to exercise your faith. So we talked about, you know, life succeeding, whatever arena, whether that's in business, whether it's in academia, whether as an entrepreneur, there's certain things you need to do to succeed. You know, so these things are set before you. But when it comes to the barriers, when it comes to the challenges, when it comes to obstacles, you must have firm faith in what you believe. You must have firm faith in the prophetic word that God has spoken to you. So all through this journey, make sure you hang on to your faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. So there are things that have been prophetically declared about you, about your family, even for 2026. You will be the head. You are for a sign and a wonder. As for you and your family, you have committed yourself to serve the Lord. So come what may, that is a firm belief. That's a firm foundation. And you're holding that faith. You're being courageous regardless of what is thrown against you, whatever is thrown before you, whatever, you know, baits the enemy want to set before you. You know where you stand. You know in whom you have believed. You know who your source is. You know who it is that's provided for you. And you're rooted, firmly believing he will bring you through. He will see you through. You know, it's so important that we have these core values, we stay true to our values, and we remain rigid, unmovable, anchored, rooted firmly in our faith. We'll take a break now and we'll come back. Again, remember, I'm just communicating, you're not alone in this season. Thy God is with you as a mighty man of war. See you on the flip side of the break. If you're joining us, you're welcome to Morning Dew. Yeah, we just took a break there and we have that track just reminding us our theme today as we're going on. You're not alone. He will go before you. He will never leave you. You know, we read a couple of scriptures at the beginning just to encourage us. Genesis chapter 28 we started with, and in verse 15 he says, "And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all the places whither thou goest." So he goes before you. He goes with you, and he will bring thee again into the land, the promised land, that place of promise, that prophetic, you know, promises delivered to you. He says, "For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. So the Lord watches over his word to perform it. I just want to encourage somebody out there in 2026, you are not alone. He goes before you, he is with you. Zephaniah chapter 3:17 says, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is a mighty man of war. He's a warrior. I don't know if you check his record, his own CV, he's never lost a battle. So it doesn't matter what you're going through, doesn't matter what you're being faced with, doesn't matter what projectiles the enemy sends your direction, the one that has never lost a battle is in charge of your destiny. He's firmly in control. Lean on him. Do not lean on your own understanding. Lean into him, trust in him. Now, we're looking here, you know, our key text was Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. It says, guard your heart. So we want to look at guarding the heart, why we protect our inner self, which is our heart, and we've defined it to some degree as our will, our mind and emotions, okay, because it's the source of all our actions. So from our thoughts, then we move actions, decisions, and overall life direction comes from this inner core of our being. We talked about values, core values, why they're important and how they shape our belief, how they establish what we believe, what are the boundaries, what we will not do from an early stage, ever before we're confronted with the crossroads of life, ever before we have to take decisions. Investing in your core values, firmly put, you know, sinking your roots, anchoring yourself in the core values that the scripture advises you to have, you know, honesty, integrity, love one another, you know, the fear of God. I can go on and on. Take this time of your year, of your season, to really write down, pen down, what are the core values that will be driving you in your career, driving you in your business, driving you in your family. Just like we talked about children in their school, they're giving some core values to drive them through their academic year. What are your core values for 2026? Okay, so they form, they mold what you believe in, and you need to have faith, belief in those values all through, and they have already made, you know, decisions for you. They have done the lifting for you even before you get to the crossroads of life. So once again, what does that really mean? Okay, so let's look, what does it mean to guard the heart, and why must we do it diligently? The heart is a control center in the scripture. The heart isn't just your emotions, okay, it's your core being. So you see, core being, okay, your core beliefs, okay, it encompasses your intellect, it encompasses your will, your desires, and ultimately forms and shapes your character. So you have to guard your control center. That's the core of your being. That is where the enemy is trying to project. That is where he's trying to send his arrows, his projectiles, to get into the core of your being. Guard your heart. Build a shield of protection around your heart consistently. Okay, it is the source of life. For the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. All right, so again, anchor to the scriptures that speak about the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart speaketh. Okay, out of the abundance of the heart flow forth the issues, the rivers of living water. So there's so much the scripture says about the heart. That's a life source. It's a source of life. Your inner self dictates your motivations. It dictates the words you speak. It dictates the deeds, what you do, making it the wellspring of your life's consequences, both good or bad. Your choice, what you put into your heart. Remember, we started at the beginning in our previous sessions, and we talked about any man that anticipates a harvest must be very careful the type of seed he plants. So if you're expecting a harvest of righteousness, then you must be very, you know, diligent, be very watchful that you plant righteous seeds. You do not allow the enemy to come and sow tares, to sow seeds that will bring a corrupt harvest. Okay, so watch your heart, guard your heart. It is the dictating center. It is the inner self dictates your motivations, okay? So the things that motivate you, the things that drive you, even when you're going to say something, what's motivating that thought? What is motivating that which you've uttered? Where did that come from? Is it from the scriptures? Is it motivated by love? Is it motivated by a caring heart? Always consistently check yourself, check your words, check your deeds, making it the wellspring of your life's consequences. And like I said, it's good or bad, so you choose. It's under constant attack. The heart is under threat from worldly temptation. We mentioned that earlier. Beware of the baits of Satan. Anything that wants to trigger you to take offense, trigger you to be angry, trigger you to be bitter. You cannot afford to have those occupying any space within your heart. So be sensitive to these distractions. See, sensitive, they will cause you to sin, okay? Which seek to pull you away from the truth, okay? And your core purpose. Alright, so these are the reasons why we're guarding our heart, why we're looking intensely, okay, at this core control center. And look up the scriptures, invest time. Right, so now I want to look at, so I'm just jumping my gun, I want to look at how do we guard the heart. So let's look at a few practical, you know, tips, techniques, strategies in this new season that you can use to guard your heart. The study of the word. Okay, the Bible says the entrance of the word brings light. You need light. You need revelation. You need illumination. So the entrance of the word. So spend time in the word. Spend time in the place of investing in the presence of God. Okay, you know that there's a shaping, there's a molding that takes place in your being every time you spend in the presence of the Lord, every time you sit at the feet of the Master. So spend time, apportion time, schedule time to be in His presence. Okay, so spend time, all right, to meditate on the scriptures. Spend time in prayer. Spend time to be still so that you can know. Okay, Psalm 46 verse 10, be still and know. You have to make time to be still. You have to make time to calm the noise, the busyness, the buzzing left, right, center, up and down of your mind. You calm and come to a still posture. It takes time. You know, when you're trying to ascend, when you're trying to pray, when you're trying to connect your spirit to spirit communion, it takes time to settle down. It takes time to still the noise. It takes time to zoom in, to zero in, to focus. All right? Heart, you know, heart calling to heart, deep calling unto deep. It's a deep call. It's a deep drawing. It's a deep, you know, draw unto me and I will draw close to you, the Bible says. So you invest time in this place of being still, of quieting the noise, so that as you calm the atmosphere around you, you can take delivery of the signals. You can take delivery of the downloads. You can take delivery of the word for now. That instruction, that fresh rhema that will help you in your journey. You must invest time to be still. You must build the discipline by being consistently in the place, all right, in that inner chamber. They that dwell in the secret place. Invest time to be in the secret place. Invest time to wait. They that wait upon the Lord, they that wait and fast, they will receive strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. These are not cliches. You need to tap in. You need to posture yourself. You need to take the right action massively, and you will be able to step into the reality that the Lord has prepared for you and draw based on the signals, based on the instructions that He will release to you in that prepared state. We'll take another break right now. Remember, we're looking at you're not alone, thy God is with you. All right, so now let's listen to this lovely track and we'll come back after the break and continue the rest of our study. Thank you.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely? And I know he watches over me. His eye is on the spell. And I know he watches. And I know he watches. I know he watches. I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy.
Good morning, back from another break. I hope you were really ministered truly by that song. I love the track, Mama Winer's doing her thing there. His eyes is on the sparrow. Very important question. What's your story? What is your excuse? If Jesus is your portion, if the Lord thy God is with thee, what is your story? What is your portion? He said, bring forth your strong reasons. Come, let us reason together. Child of God, let's show up at His presence. There's a lot the Lord does for us when we come trusting Him, when we come watching, to be at His feet, to sit at His feet, to learn. He watches over His word. He watches over you. God is with thee in this season. I just don't know how, reiterating that word, I pray it encourages somebody out there. Okay, we're looking at how to guard our hearts. I said invest time in His presence. Invest time meditating on the scripture. Okay, study to show yourself approved. Spend time in His presence. He says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. We have that in Psalm 119 verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart. So what are you putting in your heart? It's your choice. Remember, your heart is good ground. The word is the choice seed. Sow the choice seed. You can anticipate the right harvest. Be careful, be diligent, guard your heart so you're not sowing any ungodly seed. Do not give the enemy any right to claim any part of your real estate. Let him not be able to sow any unrighteous seed, any corrupt seed, anything that is contrary to what your beliefs are, your core values, and what you have your firm faith in. Be diligent to guard your heart, guard your real estate. Diligently read the Bible to understand the truth. Recognize what are harmful tactics. The Bible says we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. And so you must not be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. But the more you read, the more insight. Says, your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. The more you read, the more you meditate, the more your eyes are open, the more your ears are, you know, brought to a place where they can listen, they can be attentive, the more he will bring you to a place of possessing an understanding heart. Lovely people, we really need to guard this, you know, very, very sacred places, our altar, our time with him, and our hearts, and what we do even in that quiet place, that secret place. The results of it will be what we'll take delivery of. So let's guard our hearts. Let's guard those disciplines. Let's be mindful, you know, of what takes your attention. Be mindful of what is taking your attention. Guard what you look at. Guard what you listen to. Fix your gaze on what is good and true. Whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are lovely, if there's any virtue, if there's any good report, think on these things. Guard your heart, guard your ear gates, what you hear, guard your eye gates, what you see. They minister to the core of your being, your heart. They influence and shape who you are every day. Control your communication. Control what comes out. Keep corrupt talk. Keep perverted words. Keep perverted conversations away from your lips. Even when you're tempted because you're angry, because what somebody said to you, be careful what you say. Be careful how you say it. Sometimes it's strength. People don't believe to walk away. It's not weakness. To hold your peace, to guard your tongue. The Lord will help you in this season as you develop those attributes. So these are things I just wanted to drop down so that we can make the right choices. You know, make diligent choices. Be proactive. Be intentional. Okay? Making decisions that align with your faith, with your core value, with your firm belief. Let all of them line up. Note the word align. They must all line up. You can't say you believe this and then you're behaving that way. It's a contradiction. Let everything align up. What you believe, who you say you are, who God says you are, let them all line up. The Lord will help you as you lean on him, not on your own understanding, as you lean onto him, an ear to listen to, one to have a conversation. You know, a lot of people, I keep, you know, trying to explain this, but it takes some time to get it. Whenever you get a download, it's just a conversation. Imagine you being in a boardroom and we give you an idea. Next thing you're bolting out of the, hey, okay, come now. We haven't finished. It was a great, yes, but we're still talking. And many of us bolt out of the presence like that. We've got a revelation, boom. He's still talking to you. Then guess what? You get outside like, oh, what's the strategy? Where do I start from? He was still talking to you. Return to that, back to that place. Return to the secret place. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15 to 20, in returning, in returning in rest. That is where your strength will be, and you will not. The same way you bolted out of the boardroom, the same way you fled upon your horses, he says, so your enemy will be very swift to deal with you. The Lord calls us to be very sensitive in this season, to guide that time, to be learn to be still, learn to be patient, learn to finish up the conversation. It is an ongoing conversation. It can take several days, several weeks. Invest the time to get the full picture. Trust me, when you leave that place fully downloaded, fully informed, fully armed, and fully enabled, you can take upon whatever challenges are before you. The Lord grant you favor in that. Rather, be passively letting life happen. Okay, be intentional. Be intentional. Okay, so lovely people, I hope it's been for me, it's been an amazing time just sharing with you. I hope it's encouraged you. Guard your heart with all diligence, even in this new season. For everything you want to do, you propose to do, you intend to do, you aspire to do in this new season will take root from your heart. So guard it with all diligence. Till we meet again, same time on the same channel. It's been a lovely time being with you. And that's me just signing out for now. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday and God bless you. Bye for now.
Sam Duke on the vibe.
This year, blessing, money, testimony. Go to follow, 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 you they go.
This year, good news, diet, plenty, money. Go to follow, 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 follow. Follow, 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 you can go.
Everything I be wanting, manifesting for my life.
Everything you be wanting, manifesting for your life.
Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa is too sure, you don't fit for your hand. Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa is too sure. Money, testimony. Go to follow, 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 you they go.
This year, good news, giant, plenty money. Go to follow, 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 you they go.
Attention to it. Amen is the seed of heaven. To the world.